Yo, y'all heard that Rome Streets freestyle he did on DJ Premier shit? That nigga was going off.
Yeah. I was gonna put that up.
I was really happy about that. And then I was like, all right, nigga. Got you on my radar now.
Yeah. We gotta get him back like, for an episode.
I got some shit in mind for you, sir.
I'm gonna get him when you're here.
Yeah.
I like
that was also the first time I've heard him rap on drums.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, cause he was doing like the whole like Rock Marciano like slight Griselda style where like niggas just like might have a snare or a hi-hat and that's it. Like, I love that shit for street niggas.
Yeah.
Those are the only niggas I want to hear on those.
I don't
want to
hear Chris Brown on that.
Nah.
Listen, I like when Marcel gets excited about artists.
Yeah,
I love it.
Noise Candy 2 is dope. I just saw he did 3 and I was like, yo, that's quick.
Oh,
I just downloaded that. Yeah, 3.
He did one before that too. He had an album before 3.
No, it was 2. I downloaded 2.
No, but I'm saying in between 2 and 3 there was an album also.
What?
I forgot what it was called.
This nigga's like, damn, I missed it.
Man, I'm about to sell wild drugs in the car.
Music has been really difficult to keep up with this year.
It really has.
Is it because there's been a lot of music?
It's been a lot. And if you just like focus on rap and not even like all the other genres that we might listen to, rap alone, there's been a lot of good shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like 4 good albums will
That's
drop.
That's why it's been the number one genre in the world.
Yeah. I actually took this Friday because you know how like most of the music comes out Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Like for the first time in a while, I took a Friday and just listened to like albums back to back to back. I actually went back a couple ones. Like I listened to Ross's, I listened to a couple R&B joints that dropped Friday. But then I went back and listened to like Tyler and Chance.
Okay,
Tyler's was dope. Fucking love Tyler. And I'm not really a big Tyler fan.
That I love that Tyler
different.
Album.
Yeah, this was
that shit was
that's
good.
One of my favorite albums this year
that
so
shit
far.
Was beautifully.
As soon as I heard Earthquake, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he produces on shit, right?
Yeah, he produces everything. On this album. He did everything.
Yeah.
He did every single thing on
it
his own.
It sounded like one person did it.
He produced, arranged, mixed.
Yeah.
Like, he was saying niggas were sending in vocals, and then they got the song back, and they couldn't find themselves, even though they were on the song.
Yeah, I heard Kanye on there for a little bit. A couple bars.
Kanye's on there. Fucking Lil Uzi Vert's on the intro.
Yeah.
And, like, all he says is running.
Yeah. That's all
you need. And then fucking Playboi Carti came on, and I was like... There was something I was missing with Playboi Carti before, and I noticed it this year. Because he comes on Earthquake, and I'm just like, amazing. He adds so much to that song just by, like, doing his flow in that baby voice. Like, it was perfect. I have no idea what that nigga's saying, but it sounds incredible.
Sometimes you don't need to.
You really don't. And then on the Solange album, he comes on, does the same shit, and I'm like, again, you made this song. I don't give a fuck about this song other than you coming on doing your fucking baby voice. It's incredible.
Yeah, I heard that song, but I haven't heard the Solange album yet. But I heard a Chance album.
It's not him, fam.
Nah.
What was that?
I'm not that happy in my relationship.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah,
to
make a whole album about it's it. Like, I'm like, yo, nigga, you could get like 2 songs, baby, but that's about it.
Jay-Z and Beyonce ain't even giving us that. And I'm like, yo, we want that from them. Because we know who Jay-Z's wife is, and we know who her husband is, so, like...
I don't know. I don't even know Chance's wife's name.
Nah, I've never seen her.
We got a whole album about her.
And, like, it's long.
She was happy.
It's a really long album.
I didn't even think she heard the album. She probably told her nigga the album was trash.
Wow.
She was like, yeah, I get it. You love me. Whatever. Yeah. I bought this trash, though.
Acid rap too, nigga.
Yeah.
Wow.
We need to get Chance back on drugs.
My problem is that...
Fucked up to say.
There's mad niggas that are like, yo, son, y'all just don't understand. Y'all want that nigga to be the same nigga he was. Like, nah, I just want him to make good music. That's it. He has really whack bars. Like, I need my money, Pippi Long. And I was just like, oh no, he needs the stocks, Pippi Long. That's what he said.
That's not a good
You bar. Wrote that down.
He wrote
you
that
wrote
down.
That down. You put that on paper.
That's not
you looked
good.
At it and you read it and you said, yeah. No. No, nigga.
That shit literally sounded like the Sesame Street soundtrack.
All right.
Whack. Let me delete that from my caption list. Oh, man, that was scheduled for Tuesday.
Yeah, nigga. No. And I was pull up some old Drake shit.
That was definitely another squat down picture.
Yeah. Y'all been killing him with the squat down picture.
And the nigga was squinting mad hard.
The squat's been on point. The outfits.
This nigga Chris squinting Tarantino.
This nigga wore a hoodie.
Squinting Tarantino. Wow.
I'm just mad this nigga wore a hoodie in August.
This
nigga wears hoodies so often.
It's freezing.
Do you know how many hoodies this nigga has?
Yeah.
I know. You got to put them to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo.
No, this is a new hoodie. Fuck that.
Do you have a blurred
hoodie?
This
is a brand new hoodie.
It's on the list of stuff that's going to come, but yeah, it's not. It's this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this.
When you order that, hoodie season coming around.
Embroidered.
Let me know when you place in the orders.
Got you.
So I can send the money.
Got you. Yeah, I have to figure out everyone's sizes and all that shit.
Pay your friends for the shit that they do. Know what I mean? You see how natural that shit was? Joe, what, like he does crazy. A thing.
He didn't even ask for a discount.
What, paid for the
facts.
Shit. What the, why would I ask him for a discount? Exactly. Nigga, his price is his price.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
It's recognized.
Nigga, I don't ask janitors for discounts when they mopping up fucking vomit.
That's
nigga.
True.
His rate is his rate. I need him to do his job.
That's all well, facts.
In the intro?
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, I don't know
going,
how this.
I'm going crazy with the math in my head right now.
I like that.
What's the standard rate for dinner?
Yeah, I don't know. I, was like,
I think it's $30 an hour.
No, but what, am I paying him to clean up my vomit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like, thing now?
Can I just find a trash can and I don't know. I don't
wait, are you scooping the vomit up with the trash can? Like, how are you using the trash can?
This is why he's not. This is why he's not a janitor. No,
exactly. This is why you pay that nigga full price.
No, I'm throwing up in the trash can.
Oh, all right, yeah.
I thought smart. You, I thought you were throwing up on the floor and it was gonna pay someone to clean it up.
No,
why would you do that?
That's what I thought. Like, we paying niggas.
Yeah,
off the
I'm
blue?
Like, yeah, what?
Not for your. I'm saying like
$30 an hour.
If you running like some shit, you got like a janitor.
Yeah.
You're not gonna ask the janitor to give you discount work.
No, but you're not paying a janitor.
You pay the janitor.
Who
nigga
you?
That pays the janitor? All right, yeah, nigga, that's true. Apparently, janitors don't pay rent. I didn't know that.
Here's my scenario: like you just throw up. And you
listen,
see
it was a bad analogy. We can move
no,
on.
We here. You threw up, and then you see a nigga with a blue shirt and say, "Yo, you look like a janitor. What's your rates?
What's your name, Mike? What? All right, come over here, Mike.
$30 an hour. I bet you can do this in like 5
clean it up, Mike.
Nigga, that's like what $8.
Are y'all just hire Michael Myers as your janitor? Is that what's
yes.
going on?
Yes. As the cat in the hat.
Yeah, $30 an hour. It takes about 6 minutes to clean up some vomit. Hold yeah, on. That's
about $30 an hour.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's what you
yeah,
said.
Probably. Yeah,
I didn't say that. I had no that. Answer.
Oh,
now this nigga don't pay nobody the regular rate. $30. Hold
hey,
on, nigga.
Hey, Chris, what's good with that discount?
Oh, man, no.
See what y'all did?
Oh God. Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. I'm getting extorted.
Yes, you are. Nigga hanging upside down by a balcony right
yes,
now.
Yes, you
help.
Are.
This is episode 64, hell.
Shaking the coins out this
episode
podcast.
Number 64, the Lowrider Edition.
Hey.
Oh, okay. I immediately thought, like, Lowrider jeans.
No.
I was like, does that have, like, a style number?
Like a 6'4".
Like a 6'4"?
6'4".
I was...
Easy E.
Okay.
With R. Dina R. Howard playing out this.
Ooh.
That's actually what I listened to on the way here.
Yeah, shout out Mike Jones.
Mike Jones did that?
He remixed it.
Oh.
Cruising in my 6'4".
What?
Yeah.
Nigga, we talking about a Dina
we talking
Howard.
About Freak.
Freak.
No, but y'all always talking freak. About 6'4". You said, shout out.
Oh, yeah, but I was in the middle on. Of a whole thing. Oh, we was vibing.
And I was just like, it was a subtle shout out. Was, in the middle. Right. It was
you ever thought about being a janitor instead of a podcast?
He got the keys for it.
I heard to pay regular
$30.
Rates.
Yeah, $30.
All right, but you already know who it is, guys. It's the homebody, homeboy, Chris. And along with me this week, I got James.
Yeah.
I got Lou.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I got Drum Fool.
That
the
way,
real
yeah.
is back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right. I think.
I like how we all agreed on that.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't. I was just like, I have yet to see. But I
said, he'll show you real.
Yeah, I haven't seen you guys in a minute. It's been...
8 weeks.
Nope, shit, it right. hasn't been that.
It's been like 8 days.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, we had to...
It's been a few days, dude.
Lewis missed... Technically, like,
I didn't miss shit.
No.
Lewis
no,
did
no.
miss.
No, he didn't miss anything. What I was going to say was, like, the episode you guys heard Monday, we had to record last Wednesday because mm-hmm. Lewis wasn't here last Sunday, which is when we regularly
None
record.
None of us were here last Sunday.
No, I was
still here.
I don't know why everything's falling on me.
I was sitting
were y'all
in the
niggas
dark.
Here?
No, yeah. I'm just telling the people the
I
story.
Nigga, I was at home.
Right?
Yeah.
I slept in. It was great.
Shit. Yo, fam, me and Marcy had gone to brunch. We went to your mother's house, the restaurant. That's not, like, I have to say that every time.
I was at your mother's house, not yeah. the restaurant. I got twisted, nigga.
Yeah. And we got a Groupon because bang bang Groupon gang yeah. for the thing.
It's the only reason why I got Groupon is right? to go to your mother's house with Groupon,
right?
Dead ass.
So the Groupon was for $40. It was $40 for $80 worth of food and. Drinks, which was just like basically unlimited mimosas. So it's like $40, you get like an $80 value mm-hmm. because it's unlimited mimosas and you know, you're probably gonna like rack up that much. if this shit's unlimited. So it was, it wasn't, they're running the same thing on Groupon, but when the last time we had gone to your mother's house, we just like bought and they gave us like a little coupon thing that said it. So when we, our waitress came, I was like, hey, you guys gave this to us. I'd like to redeem it. And she says, okay, cool. No problem. She puts in a little book, gets us our brunch. We each had like three mimosas each, whatever. And then we were ready to dip. So she comes back with the check. And Marcy was like, don't worry, I got this, right? Ooh. So I was like,
that's that big Marcy energy.
I was like, yo, bad bitch alert. She already know what it is. And she paid for me to get like a manicure the day before. And I was like, it was the first time because I was like,
Marcy hit a lick?
I don't know. She
was trying to get a lick.
She was out here like, I'm getting ass.
I was like, ah, shit. It was our first time getting a manicure. I only did it because it was like, I was just there. And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? I don't give a fuck. Yeah. So I was like,
did you get the gloss?
I did. Yeah. And the shit's been like 2 weeks.
It did great.
Shit is still
shining.
Now, I think there's a thing where like when you get a manicure, I don't know what they put on your nails, but I was like, I'm not sure if it makes your nails stop growing because my nails are growing extremely slow. And she cut them so low, so now I just have like 10 nubs and I can't
pick shit up.
I can't do anything. Yeah, I'm just rubbing skin on skin. Yo, not for nothing.
That's one thing I hate about getting manicures is that they be going all the way down. Right.
This was the week that I got mad mosquito bites. But the thing was like, dying.
They're trying to make your hands look as fucking perfect as possible.
Yeah.
So like,
I don't know, but whatever. So I was like, yo, she paid for my nail and brunch. Yo, I got to put out. So I'm like, I bet. The lady comes back with the thing. She took $40 off.
Oh.
So we paid $5
$5 for what?
Whole brunch. She gave the girl a $15
Marcy
tip.
Marcy was looking at this nigga like, yo, I want the ass.
Yeah.
I just want to note that Chris went on a Groupon date and didn't complain.
Oh, no. Everything with my man was free.
Like, he's excited about it.
I didn't have to pay
Look
shit.
Look at that.
Take notes, people.
I can't wait to go back. It was fucking amazing. $5. It was like $4.87. She was like, yo, she fucked up. And I was like, yo, hurry up. Sign this shit. Yep, let's go before they figure it out. And she was like, yo, I feel bad. So she gave the girl like $15. So just to make it even 20. Because she planned on spending like 40. So she's like, even if I give her 20, I still save 50%. Yeah. So I was like, yo, with that math. And then I'm like, yo, she's going to need that $15 because that bitch is getting fired. Like, you just gave somebody a $5 brunch with unlimited mimosas. Yeah. Mimosas, they are like six.
By themselves.
And I had three. She had three. I don't know how, but it was a dope time. I really enjoyed myself. Yeah. What y'all been up to this week?
I mean, you know, same old shit. My mom's getting a divorce, so I've been dealing with that. But it's not like sad thing.
I was like, yo, this nigga brought the room down. I was like, hype off of $5 like brunch.
She's really happy.
Okay.
And I've been dealing with her being really happy about shit.
Okay.
Which is starting to get kind of annoying.
I was going to say, if you need somebody for divorces, I know somebody.
We talked about it in the group chat.
Oh, man. You can't bring the group chat to the podcast. That's not how that works.
My bad.
Y'all did that shit last week, and I was nervous. And I was talking about the gifts, and I was like, listen, there was a lot of tongue flailing going on.
I feel like you just made it sound worse. It was
y'all
worse.
Already discussed it, and it was worse.
You made it sound nice.
I made it sound like what it actually was.
Why would you do that?
Y'all niggas want to bring the group chat to the pod.
But I feel like we got away with it.
Now you've learned your lesson.
This is
what happens when you do that. Don't do that.
So I can't bring up the group chat? Can I bring up the DMs?
What?
Tell your story, nigga. All right, go ahead.
Wait, I'm like,
go ahead.
Who's DMs? Is it James DMing you?
We'll figure it out.
Because if so, bring that shit up.
All right.
I'm always DMing him.
Oh, yeah, and I wish he would stop.
I don't really post, so he never DMs
yo,
me.
Yo, facts.
So
I'm going to start DMing him more.
Clear.
Yeah. I be DMing Lou, because Lou.
Yeah.
Lou over there quiet shit.
Continue your story, nigga.
Yeah.
So my mom's been like, she's living her best life now. She's like, she's been home with my stepdad, and like that nigga didn't really want to do anything because like they had a like really wild age difference. He was like, I think he's 60 something now, like going on 70, and she's 52.
Oh,
so it's wild, like nearly 20 years. But you know what I mean? Age is just a number. Yada yada. They made it work for a while.
Now you're 70, nigga.
Until they got to a certain point where like niggas just like, yeah, I don't feel like doing anything anymore. And she's like, but I still have like life a lot of life.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to go places and do things.
Yeah.
So now that they're no longer together, she's going places and doing things like her and my aunt every weekend.
Right.
They're like going on fucking boat trips, having brunch here, wine tasting this place, going to fucking book signings here and there. Like she's all over the place.
Just like at home?
I have no idea what he's doing because he's out the crib.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Like he moved out and everything.
Oh, shout dope.
So like now all they're waiting to do is to just like actually like finalize the divorce.
Oh.
But it's like she keeps coming to me telling me about her adventures and I'm like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Like, yo. She's like, yeah, I went and I learned about like she's gotten really into like spirituality and shit. And she's just like, yeah, so I went to a tarot reading. I'm like, yo, I just got home at midnight.
I want
to
hit the sack
from a long ass day. I'm trying to go to sleep. Don't talk to me about your shiny rocks. I don't care. She's like, no, but this is amethyst, the nigga. No,
yo, I fuck with amethyst. Yo, she's like my favorite crystal gem next to garnet. I'm talking.
I was gonna say,
I
was gonna say another amethyst.
Bro, I was like, I know that bitch.
Yeah, amethyst Banks.
Oh, you
wow.
Nasty niggas.
Wow.
He said it. He was thinking it, but he said it.
I had to. They're high fiving in the background.
We are.
Yeah.
But
with the dicks.
The most recent, the most recent and most like egregious violation of you know who the fuck I am as a human being, just because you're transitioning into a brand new person doesn't mean you need to bring all this new energy to me.
That's a long title.
Yeah, yo, facts.
You can tell that's I was upset. That's the title of his first book.
Nobody's sure. Buying that. Ain't nobody walking into Barnes & Noble saying all of that.
Yo, that's a t-shirt with like no spaces. It's just letters.
Everyone's just going to be walking like, hey, can I get the Angry Nigga book?
Yeah, Angry Nigga book.
Oh, you want the drone food joint? I got you. Yeah,
no, I got you. Follow up is how to be an ass hole in 10 days.
That's Chris's book.
We collab on that shit.
Page one, fuck you.
There's no more pages. It's just a bunch of blank pages after that. No, at the end, it's like, ha ha, got your money, nigga.
Angry pictures of Marcel.
Yeah, and we charge you $65 for the hardcover.
That's right. Wow. Coming to the book signing, he just says no. That's no. It. The entire book signing is you giving him the book and saying, nah, I'm good.
Nah.
Yo,
I'm managing this whole situation.
He got big ass security
20%,
guards,
20%, baby.
20% of the
security guards are like, what you gonna do, nigga?
Nah, the book signers, man, y'all just show up. We just throw the book at you. Run, we lock the door.
Run,
bitches, run. We're throwing it from the rafters. Banner in the rafters is playing in the background.
Odie got the do-rag in front of his eye like it's cool and shit. Like, nigga, you can't see. What are you doing?
He's like, nah, it's fine.
Why are you wearing a do-rag like that?
That's Captain Cap Sparrow.
Yeah. He's trying to titty fuck a girl with B cups.
Yeah. He's going for it.
Yeah,
too.
He's going for
it. He's going for gold.
Yeah.
His dick hitting shorty in the neck mad hard.
Poking the shit out her sternum.
Yo, y'all.
Yo, look how we got Odie.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but I love it. All right. So
I woke up, right? I'm getting ready for work. I woke up, I'm like trying to make myself something to eat, and she goes, hey. You want to try out for Family Feud? I was like, what?
Yes. What? I need to see this.
Nigga, we're not even a whole family. You go kick like, the other nigga out.
I was like, y'all ain't going through a divorce. The family is feuding.
Like, nobody wins in the Family Feuds.
Yeah. We don't need Steve hilarious. To tell us that we all fucked up.
Fam, can you imagine Steve Harvey and Marcel in the same room? It'll be like that. Diddy
y'all know I don't like that nigga. I really don't like
it'll
that
it'll just
man.
Be like that Diddy and the contestant meme, just looking at each other like, nigga.
Now, Marcel going to lean into Steve. He's like, yo, I'm glad Diddy's fucking your daughter. Your stepmom.
Yo, that situation is wild.
He going to look at me like, yo.
Yo, everything about that is sus.
He looks super. Yo, Steve, me next.
Oh, ooh.
Number one answer.
Apparently, my dad's going after me.
What?
What?
Nigga, isn't Diddy fucking his son's ex?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if I fuck it too. Then my dad's next up.
Oh, all right.
Oh, damn. That's her pattern.
Oh.
That shit's nasty.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
But good for your dad, man. I'm glad.
Hey. Do you think, Pops?
I think. I don't know what this whole scenario means. But, all right. Yeah. Family Feud.
Like, could y'all imagine me on Family
yes,
Feud?
Yes, I'm recording that.
Yo,
I want
to be in the front
let that
row.
Nigga tell me I don't have the right answer. I'm going to tell America how stupid they are for like 20 minutes. That's the episode.
Right at the camera. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Niggas gonna be like, name an animal with three letters, and be like, dog, and first number one is gonna be cat. All y'all niggas are retarded.
All right.
Every last one of y'all motherfuckers is stupid.
Okay.
Clearly, dogs are superior.
We need to make this happen, guys.
I'm with it.
And then, like, I don't know. I'm just imagining, like, my family's answers to certain things. And I'm like, yo, if we got to go home in the same car, one of y'all is going through that windshield.
Yo, have you ever watched the dumbest answers or whatever?
Yeah.
Yo, some of the answers that people be giving.
I'd be really confused. Like, game shows in general,
yeah,
there's a lot of dumb answers. Like, I remember I was watching Supermarket Sweep one time, and dude said, name a type of meat that isn't chicken. Nigga just said chicken. And I was like, bro, he gave you one rule.
One rule.
That not it's not chicken.
And your answer is immediately chicken.
Chicken of the sea.
The tuna, nigga. Not
the better answer than
it's
chicken.
It's a brand, yeah, though. And tuna is not the chicken of the sea.
It's not.
I don't think. Like, wouldn't whiting be the chicken of the sea?
Or tilapia.
Why would whiting be
tilapia's
the chicken?
Tilapia's not even a real
whiting
fish.
Whiting is just like, it's the... When you say fish and you just like generalize fish, if someone says, "Oh, it's a fish sandwich," it's whiting.
Yeah,
because I think they
and
call
chicken
it,
is like
I think they the call it chicken shit. Of the sea because it
tastes
chickens
like chicken?
Eat like anything, and tuna eats anything.
No, I feel like nigga, it was
chickens
rate,
just
the
eat
rate
like
of people
fucking
like salmon. Eat anything.
I think
anything
salmon
would
actually, salmon would actually really? Be like
yeah.
the steak of the sea.
Yeah,
salmon's really high quality.
Yeah,
swordfish might be the steak of the sea. Swordfish is easily the best fish I've ever had in my entire life.
You ever tried dolphin?
I have.
Nah, I'd honestly feel kind of weird eating dolphin.
What about shark?
I had shark. Shark is banging.
Word.
Yeah.
I'd eat shark. But dolphins are super intelligent, so I'd feel funny.
Maybe you get smarter. Is that how that works?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yo, I heard dolphins rape people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they rape a lot.
They take you under the sea.
They're,
yeah.
Dolphins
we'll,
are really
we'll
into
show
rape.
You chicken under the sea.
Under the sea.
Hello.
When you rub them, you see the little red spot. Run.
What?
It's like when you rub them and they get like hot.
Oh, like under them.
It like starts getting like the blood flowing over there. You just run, nigga. You getting raped.
Yeah. Oh, the little pocket rocket.
Yeah.
They'll show you pocket rocket.
Hell yeah. Speaking of
pocket rockets.
Speaking of pocket rockets, your man Drum Fu over here, right? The other day.
What'd I do?
Uh oh.
I have no idea what I did.
Yeah, you about to find out.
I'm scared.
Messages me and shares like this profile, oh no, this story, and goes, "Yo, you trying to go half?"
Oh,
yo,
that was the funniest shit I said all week.
All week,
nah, nigga, show the joke, nigga.
Right. And then like I hit the little story, and it's this bitch's OnlyFans account. And I'm like, fam, going half on the OnlyFans is nasty.
Imagine niggas sharing an OnlyFans account.
It's pretty nasty.
It was just,
bro.
It was this girl, Amara Dime.
Yeah.
But like, I see all her pictures on like Instagram already. And she only has 19 photos, 7 videos, right? For $20 a month.
What, on OnlyFans? Oh, you actually went and looked at it?
Hell yeah, I looked at it.
I just made the joke and kept moving.
Nah, because
this nigga was like, well, let me check it out.
Now, if it's $7.99, I'm like, nah, I'll just get it, and I'll send you. I'll let you know if it's lit.
Yeah, like, all right.
But because she was like, oh, 35% off next 100 fans. So I was doing the math real quick. There was a lot of math going on this week, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I was doing the math, and I was like, yo, not for fucking 19 photos and 7 videos.
Nah.
And the 7 videos is going to be like a walkaway video and shit like that of you and like a thong. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that. And nigga, you better fucking clap your cheeks on a birthday cake or something.
Right. Something.
It's lit.
Something.
Like that. If I'm paying for it, I need high levels of entertainment.
Yeah.
You got to be giving me some shit that I can't get anywhere else.
Word.
They'll just give you some regular ass shit.
Fuck,
and have
Yasmin
you pay for
Lopez
it.
Was out here in a bikini jumping on a bed.
Yo.
You got to top that.
Slow motion.
I got
motion.
That for free.
Slow free. Motion.
Fam, if you get it for free, you got to top it. If I'm paying for it,
that's what she said.
Yeah, that's
what Marcy told you.
Hey, shout out to Big Mar.
Hell yeah!
She's like, we're gonna go to your mother's house, and you're gonna top it.
That's exactly what happened.
If a girl talks to you like that, son, I'd feel so emasculated.
Nah, I'd be like,
you in her car, she looking over at you like, yo, so I paid for everything and I drove. You got to top it, nigga.
Put your hand on your lap.
I'd be like, oh.
I'd be like, all right, bitch, now punch me in the chest. I like that.
The punch in the chest is like,
yeah, you got it, my nigga.
I'm no longer in the mood.
Marcel's like, punch me with a pan.
Punch me with a pan.
punch me.
See you when I get home.
All right, this has been episode 64. We got sleepers.
Marcel, compose
that. That's not our podcast. Nigga,
Marcel, compose that song.
Drum for music.
That's not even my drop, bro.
And it's just him getting hit in the head. Ping! Yo, the echo and getting hit with a pen, that shit crazy. Yeah, that shit
nigga,
crazy.
The echo inside your skull?
Crazy.
Even worse. Yeah, so I thought that was funny. I don't know how to transition into this next topic that I had, but is it cheating if a zombie eats your ass?
Dude, yeah. I see why you didn't know.
Yeah. I see why you didn't know. Yo, well, how do you segue into that?
No, nigga, it's death. Nah, yeah, that's what it is.
Is it death?
All right,
it's
boom.
Death.
They're all not right. Tongue in the booty hole. They're just all eating flesh.
All right, Luke. So
imagine that's how you get turned.
Yo. Yeah, it's a
not only did the zombie turn you, it turned you out.
Wow.
How did the zombie turn you out?
Ate your booty.
It's eating your booty.
Alright, so Lou, you and your wife, right?
Uh-huh. Now you're zombie sexual.
Now I'm just wondering if Chris is already getting his booty ate and like it's not turning him out at all. No, standard behavior.
No, I don't like anything near my butt. I have PTSD because I have IBS.
True.
And I got the wild fucking saline enema. I told you I was a booty fountain one time.
Any shorty ever try to go near this nigga booty, she's
getting brave. The donkey
very kicks. Dangerous.
It's just like I just have a thing about my butt. And it's not like it has nothing to do with sexuality. It's because I had a fucking tube in my butt one time. Like that's really it.
Yo, I got a chill from
this. Yeah.
You want to talk about a chocolate milkshake?
Oh, damn. Yeah. Hold on.
All right.
All right. We got to take a break.
I just want to present a scenario.
We need technical difficulty music for moments like this. Jesus.
He just started playing the fucking Jeopardy. I don't know why
that's the technical.
I don't have it in my docket. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got it. All right, but say you and your wife is getting jiggy, right?
Right.
And stuff like that.
No, 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 no.
That's mm-hmm. right. Uh-huh. I already know that's playing.
Yeah, you're getting a na-na-na-na-na.
Hey.
Right? And early in the day, you know, she come home from work and she's like, yo, I got a little gash. She's like, yo, but it ain't nothing. So you're like, all right, cool. And then, you know, she's down there and she's going just like, rah, rah, and then like, you just think she putting some extra thing and just go, la, 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 la. And then,
wait,
like,
she sound like the fucking grapefruit lady?
Yeah. She's doing it. Yo.
Off the rim, I'm asking if she's okay. Like, yeah, what's going on?
Nah, but like, it's like, at first, it's kind of lit because it's just like wild aggressive out of nowhere. And then anything, like, out of nowhere, you just hear, like, a crunch.
What is the crunch?
You saw how silent the room got?
Bruh, what is the crunch?
I'll let y'all figure out what the crunch is.
I am asking questions
that's
a little
dangerous.
Bit earlier in the scenario than you are.
A lot earlier than the crunch.
Because I'm checking on things once I start hearing all the rah-rahs.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not...
Making sure everything's working.
This isn't Shorty's regular bag.
Listen,
she might be doing something different, but I'm checking it out.
You get a $5, you get a $5 brunch at your mother's house, you're going to get some rah-rahs, all right? Let me tell you something.
Yeah, she's clearly on a different type of time from what you've normally been getting.
Yeah.
That dirty talk is a little bit more aggressive, and you're going to need some aftercare afterwards. Like you're going to need it to tell you.
Damn,
like,
I'm not going
to
let you pay for nothing no more.
And that's not how she really feels about you.
Yeah.
All right, so you're fucking your girl. She turns into a zombie.
Mid-fuck.
I am no longer fucking my girl. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I'm trying to kill a zombie.
That's necrophilia, Chris. She's dead.
I was going to say, at what point do you pull out?
Once I realize she's dead and she's trying to eat me.
Would it be like, don't be a menace?
In South Central?
Yeah.
Oh, when she just turns into a fucking monster. Yeah. Where she's just like, she kind of does like a werewolf transformation into like a...
Yo, it might be fire.
Hey, what kind of monster would y'all fuck?
All of them.
All of, like, I'm fucking, everybody's fucking a vampire.
Yeah.
Fucking a werewolf?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
You fucking a werewolf?
I'm fucking a werewolf before I'm fucking a vampire.
It's like a stay on that tundra shit, man.
But like, it's like a humanoid thing. Not the ones where they turn into an actual wolf. Not in like fucking Vampire Diaries or shit.
They're still like
that.
Are we talking like Harry Potter vampires? Not werewolves?
I don't remember those either.
They just look like giant werewolves.
Like, he's talking about like the ones that look more on the human side.
I've never seen a sexy werewolf.
There's no such thing. They just turned into big ass wolves.
Like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I'm good.
Then
man.
That's just like a really hairy girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, but they're wolves. They're still wolves though.
Yeah, but she got paws and shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like if
claws,
you, no, it's hands and they just have like the claws or shit.
Yeah,
like that. That's what I'm saying. You have to.
A lot of girls have claws now.
Yeah, I've been
a fag.
Yeah,
yeah. My back's been fucked up before. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I fuck.
I kind of give a fuck.
Nah, that's just wild. It's just
what
like
about an alien? Would y'all fuck an alien?
Like in the moment, nah, I don't give scared. A fuck. But
y'all gotta fuck an alien first.
I'd probably fuck an alien.
And then let me know. Like,
but it depends on what the alien looks like.
That's what I'm saying.
It depends on what you catch.
That's the only reason I want. That's why y'all gotta go first.
I let Lou go first.
We had this conversation in the group chat. It's like, leaving that there.
Son, did we? I don't remember. So much.
It's like a Danny Brown got a TV show now. I saw his first episode. He plays Fuck, Marry, Kill. I mean, he plays Smash or Pass where he's at Rocky. And all of the Smash or Pass contestants are aliens. They're just going over pictures of aliens. I'm just like.
Is that blue bitch from Mass Effect with her?
Nah, I would fuck that bitch. Yeah, in fact, when I played Mass Effect, I fucked that bitch.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah. In the video game, you
get to fuck.
You get to have relationships.
Ooh,
yeah.
With anybody. Well, not and, just the main people in the story.
Yeah,
but you can
basically any of your companions.
I was like anything. I was like oh, side so, characters. So I was like, yo, I could go to like the janitor's closet and get this broom. I was like, yo, me and this broom go together now.
Yeah, which, you gotta pay the standard rate though.
You gotta pay the standard rate though.
Nah, you don't gotta pay the broom.
That's a hooker broom. What? Like that's
you gotta pay the janitor extra because he fucking his broom.
Yeah, he was like, "Yo, fam, janitor my shift started 15 minutes ago."
Would you bang Gamora?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we fucking aliens.
Yeah.
There's would you fuck Nebula,
the pink alien?
Yes.
And
yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1 that Peter Quill forgets about.
Yeah.
That's in his spaceship in like the first 5 minutes. Oh, I'm fucking that immediately.
Sure. For sure.
Definitely.
We fucking aliens, cuz.
Okay, yeah. I
fuck an alien before I fuck a werewolf.
Depends on how hot the werewolf is.
Nigga, it's a werewolf.
Nigga,
I'm fucking a werewolf.
I don't know if y'all niggas ever seen werewolves. I think y'all looking at werewolves a little bit different.
Nah, we've seen different werewolves.
That's like, what I'm saying. I'm talking about Teen Wolf the show.
Before we leave the studio today, I need a picture of a sexy werewolf. Y'all niggas be fronting.
I mean, you can find that.
I'm going to just go to Teen
Wolf. Rule 34, man.
All
right. I mean... No matter what it is, there's a porn version of it on the internet somewhere.
There is. Right. Come on, Lou. You're not reading your handbook, Louis.
There's a handbook now?
Rule 34, okay. Louis.
Okay. My bad.
Damn.
I fuck a harpy because harpies are kind of just like.
Right, I thought you said a heartbeat.
This is the. They're like bitches, but they're also like part bird.
These are like.
A lot of the bitches are guys, but like
that's how they turn into werewolves.
That's how they turn into werewolves. Those are guys.
No,
that's what I said. I was like, "Oh, these are hold guys," yeah, but like, I'm just showing you in general.
I'm still good.
That's what they would look like as a
all right, so girl. For the audio listeners, which is all we have. if you've never seen Teen Wolf, they're basically just like they're humans. They get pointy ears, ugly noses. I can live with that though.
Yeah,
and they become a little bit
hairy. They're just more savage.
It just means you fucking a girl with like some serious sideburns.
That's it. That's mainly it.
Y'all don't think she got a hairy ass?
What?
Or a tail?
She might.
Or a tail?
Well, they didn't have a tail in the show.
Not bothering me.
No, the tail doesn't bother you, but it's,
oh man, I'm pulling that shit up.
It's like, if you pull hair, you pull tails.
That.
What's next on the docket?
So I found $10 in CVS the other day. Straight off the walk-in. I walked into CVS.
What'd you find?
$10. It was $10 on the floor, right?
Okay.
You had a good day.
Hell yeah. And it was like straight in the morning before I went to the gym.
Oh, that nigga got a bacon, egg, and cheese.
No, I think I just
nigga, where you getting a bacon, egg, and cheese where they charging you $10?
No, I'm saying he found $10, so he bought a bacon, egg, and cheese.
All right. I thought he spent the entire $10 on bacon, egg, and cheese.
I would buy.
It better have avocado on it.
I would get two bacon, egg, and cheeses and like four Arizonas. So
okay.
Call it $10, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, $10. That's a good meal.
Damn, that's a good way to start the day. You're also going to sleep immediately.
Immediately after going right back home.
That
last bite
no
was
out.
But
no
work. It was funny because like I found it. I walked in, picked it up off the ground, and it was by like the entrance where the registers are. So like some people saw me just like pick it up, whatever. And I'm shopping, whatever. When I'm done, I go up back up front and this lady comes in and like she's like looking around and I was like, oh, she dropped something. Something maybe like $10 and shit like that. Son, I dove back into that fucking aisle because I'm like, yo, this is mine now. You're not getting this back. And I didn't want the other people to see me. No, I didn't. Prove it.
Yep.
Fight me. I was hiding in CVS for like an extra 10 minutes waiting for her to leave.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, she was persistent with it.
She'd have fought you.
Yeah, nah, she left. She would have lost. You're not getting this $10 back, lady. She looked like a bitch. She looked racist. Fine.
Huh? Oh, all right. Yeah, so she, you know what? She'll be all right.
Reparations.
The only time I've ever picked up money and given it back to the person that dropped it is when I've seen it fall out of their pocket.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Yeah.
I see that. It's just like, all right, I know that's it's different. Yours.
I know it's yours.
But other than that, if you ain't see that person, just step on it.
Imagine he just like stole it. Like that guy that was walking in front of you that dropped it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And you gave it back to the universe saying like, nah, nigga, it's money floats, baby.
Money floats, baby.
Money floats, baby.
Money floats, bullshit don't. Is that how the quote goes?
I didn't know this was a quote.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, forget it. Forget what I said.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what kind of drug lords you be hanging around, James, but like the niggas I don't, I know they don't say shit like that.
Yeah, those are his cousins. Those are who you invited to Hooters.
That's true. You're right.
Oh, so I did fuck up.
Nah.
You just didn't want to say it before. But now, nigga, keep it 100.
Nah.
Shout out to his cousins.
James looking at you like, I'm going to tell those niggas you said that.
Oh, he already did.
Keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 72.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Chris is good to keep it 72.
That's still passing.
Yeah. You still going to end up 72% of you in a barrel.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to ship him to Jamaica.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. You could do that if you want. I wouldn't, but yo, you can do what you want. That's keeping it 72. Yeah.
Yo, that's the name of episode number 72. Keeping it 72.
Ain't nobody gonna remember that, nigga.
We're not remembering.
Who's gonna remember
that?
Gonna
be the name of this
I episode. Already kind of forgot what happened.
Yeah. I can't. Yo, that's
no,
a good
Lou,
point.
Save it. Right.
What's the furthest you could think back on the podcast?
Actually, no, save it.
Oh, it's the furthest I could think back? I mean, I gotta listen back for the Throwback Thursday clips, which I haven't been doing.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I did all the best of, so.
Lewis is pretty good.
I go back.
Yeah. Oh, you can go back.
He listens to every podcast.
We should hire this guy.
Yeah. I'll send you my resume.
Are you going to charge a standard rate?
Standard rate.
Can we get a discount?
See, remember the conversation we had about our friends earlier?
Nah, see, remember how y'all niggas wanted to give me shit about that? I'm asking for discounts.
All right, you got it.
On anything.
About it.
Yo, no, like, me and Marcy went to this dope-ass place called Guac Shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Garden City.
I love it. All
right? Oh, fucking amazing. We went yesterday, but then we had also go last Saturday. And
she's taking you out.
Yeah. I think she paid for that too.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
We see the energy bar
stuff.
Yo, good for me.
Why she trying to get you pregnant?
Man. Yo, I heard
that. Yo, she really is.
Yo, I'm
feeling Marcy's energy right now.
I was like, I just realized. I'm like, yo, I'm getting some nice things.
She's doing great.
Nah, but we just had our anniversary on our Butterman shit. So,
okay.
Like, I think I'm owed this. But anyway, we had gone to this place, Guac Shop, and I'm wearing like a homebody hoodie, and it's just like navy blue hoodie embroidered with the logo on the left pocket.
You can find that on homebodymerch.com.
There we go. So one of the cooks just like looks up. He was like, yo, that's a dope hoodie. And I go, oh yeah, thanks. And then I look down, I was like, oh yeah, yo, I made it. Homebodymerch.com. And then he was like, yo, dope. And then we're sitting down and she's talking to me, and I get a PayPal alert from like my Big Cartel shop, and the dude like bought it like straight up right there, $50 for like the champion like homebody hoodie.
Got big tips that day.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, you have no, you could do that. Like as soon as I walked away and sat down, he bought it. It was like
you told him where to buy it. 5 minutes. He was like, all right,
and he just bought it off a whim. And I was like, yo, I don't support anybody that much. Like I don't even support myself that much to do that shit. Like sometimes I'll design something, I'll sit on it for like 2-3 weeks, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll do this next or whatever. But nah, homie just straight up got it. So shout out to that guy. I don't know his name.
See, like, because of the kind of like weird sensitive nigga I am, I would have went back to that nigga and personally thanked him.
Yeah,
just because like I know it was you. And like we're physically in the same place, so like I can thank you to your face.
I thanked him yesterday when I saw him because cool. I went back and
So this place is actually really dope because you've been.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's super dope, and they give you a lot of food where her and I will share it.
I'm gonna look this up.
Guac Shop. Right. Go to their Instagram, and he was like, "Yo, the hoodie came," and I was like, "Oh man, that's so dope! Thank you so much." And then like I got my fork and I left.
But
shout out to that guy.
Shout out to him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start sharing like my restaurants with you because I need you to share your restaurants with me.
All right, y'all got you.
The group chat.
We don't do that enough,
right? But you,
we all have ladies that we take out on a regular basis. Yeah. We should definitely.
I mean,
this should be the index.
You niggas don't
this
want
is
my
the index.
Yes, the index.
Keep.
Wait,
the index of date spots.
Whoa, hold on. Okay, let's clear the index of date spots. Let's keep that the only index.
Yes, that's the yo. Only index I want in our group chat.
Yo,
James,
please,
James.
This nigga's been trying to stuff a whole nother index in there.
Every. No matter what you say, like, yo.
If you don't get the buff necks out of here, James.
You tell this nigga, James, like, yo, I just got my car back from the mechanic. Oh, the mechanic got an index. James.
Yo, I love that shit.
No. Oh, no. I got a couple good places. I'm trying.
Most of my places are in Long Island because that means I can drive there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I have some places in like Manhattan and shit, but that's like,
yeah,
if I'm already in the city,
yeah.
I'll go there.
Yeah, I'm mainly Long Island, and I don't know what. Was Rockville Center Long Island?
Yeah.
Does that count? Oh, yeah. So, but I'm on like both ends because I'm in the very tip of Queens.
Tip?
Like the
tippy?
I'm basically the butthole of Queens.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Jamaica, Queens, yeah.
Like on the borderline
of both.
Being in Long Island.
Yeah. Just the way. Weird.
You go to the mall, you're in Long Island.
Yeah, if I go to the mall, I'm in Long Island. But if I go to the shopping center, I'm still in Queens. Now I'm in Far Rockaway.
We'll show you Snake.
It's weird. No. He's talking about Snake Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which I hate. I've always hated it.
Yo, I haven't been on Snake Road in a long time, by the way.
That's where my new gym is. And I have to go through there like more often. And sometimes it's gotten worse where if you try to go there in the morning, certain times or certain times at night, the cops will have it blocked off because high tide got so bad.
Yeah. For people that are listening that aren't from New York or just like don't know where Snake Road is.
Shout out to that nigga in Germany. He's still here.
Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to Nigeria.
Basically,
facts.
It's in New York City, so it's, you know, like a fucking city. But in the middle of the city, there's just a swamp.
Yep.
With a winding road that's like serpentine. It's just turns left and right constantly the whole fucking way. And if it rains, the water level rises to a point where you just can't fucking drive through there.
Yeah.
And that's also where all of the Rosedalian creatures reside.
Yes.
Oh.
It's just raccoons, possums, things that I don't know
alligator
names
there
for.
Before.
A New York alligator sounds dangerous.
James, it was James's alligator.
I'm sitting here right
it was
now.
James
like,
dressed as an alligator.
You put it there,
that's,
nigga.
That's even worse.
Oh, that's James dressed as a cat in the bushes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that too. James just has like a closet full of animal costumes.
I do.
For all of
them. Wait, how'd y'all know?
Yeah. What? Because
I right, watch y'all.
You drink and tell us things.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, you're right.
He's like, last week I bought a bull costume.
It's that
you want me to give you the horns?
Like, James.
He got it wrong. I'll show you the horns. There you go.
I'll show you the bull piece.
Hey. Oh, that's the one.
Bull piece.
Yes.
I hate you.
Yo, if James ever makes his own dick pill, that's what it's called. It's called bull piece.
Bull piece. That's fire. Yo, we're coming up with a lot of good ideas today, guys.
We are. And
on and off mic.
And I need a big endorsement so we can make all this happen. So somebody out there, if there's a gracious investor.
Hey, man. Queens has a lot of grants for creative ventures.
I'm with it, man. Let's get the homeburger coming soon.
Uh-huh.
Planning that shit right now.
That one I wanted to keep talked. I might cut that one out the episode.
Yeah. Because we're actually doing that.
Yeah. Like, I really don't want niggas sitting that one.
Yo, the homeburger is coming soon, though.
I also don't want it at my house. Guac Shop's amazing. There's another place.
Yo, I remember you were telling me you didn't like the Rex, and I recently revisited. Mm-hmm. I need you to go back on a cheat day, because I know you're doing like the whole keto thing, and you're watching what you eat.
The keto thing's doing him.
That shit is
it kind of is.
Yeah.
Nigga, you eat like a caveman and you lose weight. That's basically the diet.
That shit hard.
I don't know why anyone signs up. And like, you can have corn and like, four leaves today. That's it.
Nah, it's not even
You can't have any bread because they didn't know what that was.
The keto diet is like all just meat and fat. Like, niggas putting butter in their coffee and shit. That shit wild.
What?
Yeah.
Butter in the coffee? Butter
that's what cavemen used to do.
I don't like coffee, so I'd imagine like that.
Really? You don't like coffee?
I've recently, like, I think as of 26.
I like frappuccinos.
I like, oh, this is bougie bitch. I fucking hate you. Yeah. You bougie motherfucker.
Sipping frappuccino.
It took a lot
his,
for me to admit that
up.
To y'all knowing what was coming after I said it. But I do.
I enjoy a good frapp here and there.
Ooh. I was at Starbucks yesterday, good and I was like,
"It's funny because the word frappe in French and Creole is hit." So he said, "I enjoy a good frap every once in a while." So
you know,
you like that.
Yeah. He thinks he's getting hit.
He's freaky. Yeah, that's Freaky Lou.
That's Freaky Lou.
Yeah, I remember the nickname.
Yeah, yo,
that's true.
Y'all were talking about fapping on last week's podcast, and you left out a very crucial fap.
Oh.
Okay. There, two crucial fap, y'all. Yo, didn't mention.
I'm invested.
If this nigga says that, like, the train track fap, like,
whoa.
Just being in the middle.
There are rats around. I would never expose my dick to that.
You see a rat just jump
on? I wouldn't jerk off at work. I wouldn't jerk off at my place of work. Yeah. It's filthy.
Okay.
But there's the clarity fap. Like, you gotta make a very difficult decision. You beat your meat beforehand and then you decide. You left that out. And then there's also like the creative block fap. Because you get frustrated. Yo, like, you're working on a design.
Out. He's right.
And you're just like, yo, I just can't fuck. You beat your meat, you come back, design's done.
Shit fire.
Next idea you have, done.
Never had that.
This is why I don't make beats with niggas in the studio. I hit
the beats make themselves.
I hit the creative block and I'm like, yo, what's Sasha Gray been up to lately?
I knew that drum pattern was too like on the point right there.
Yeah, that shit just the swing different, baby.
Yo, bro, don't touch none of his equipment.
Hell no.
Don't do it.
Not even a little bit.
Them keys didn't come. Wait,
hey.
That's nasty. So I apologize.
Guac shop.
Right? Are we still on this?
Amazing place.
Chris is a guac star.
I found another place.
I started talking about the Rex, and then we transitioned to that. But yeah,
called Core Eatery.
Eat that
Core Eatery.
The Rex. Yeah, there's another.
The Rex Burger and Lobster. Only get the burger. I had the chicken sandwich. It's not good.
See,
is Core Eatery when the zombie eats your ass?
Only ass.
Yo, this shit is off the rails today.
We started off really good.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
and
lie.
Then something happened.
Yeah, something.
Then,
I don't.
Then you know what it was? It was you. You set the shit off the tracks.
Maybe because
you asked about zombies eating your ass, and it's been downhill ever since.
I'll
take credit for that. But anyway, so Core Eatery, it's a really healthy spot, also in Garden City. And because I am trying this keto thing. Like, again, 72% keto.
Okay.
But I'm really trying to cut out bread because I'm still drinking. And I was like, yo, it's summertime. Yeah. I'm going to drink.
72% keto sounds like some shit from SpongeBob. Sorry,
I was trying to type in the name of the restaurant and I typed in 72%. What was the name of the place?
Core Eatery.
Core Eatery. All
right. Right. So I'm trying to.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to like this no bread thing, and it's kind of hard.
Oh, good
like,
luck!
I just replaced bread with like salad, like baby spinach and shit like that. I'm just a lot hungrier, but I have gone from eating bread maybe like five times a day to like 0 to 1.
Okay,
if anything.
That's pretty good.
That's most really good. Days, yeah. So I'm trying with that.
Proud of you, man.
My thing is just like I ate like a bird all week, and I haven't seen the results.
Wait,
like
you ate a bird?
No,
fam.
It's you ate week, like Chris. A bird.
It's,
but you've been like going to the gym consistently still, right?
Ooh.
Now I'm back to because like I went five times this week.
I know you were going hard because you hit me on Monday. Like, hey, when you coming to the gym?
Oh, I was hopped up on thing.
And when you said that, I stopped and was like, yo, fall.
Yeah, now I was on the bike. Fuck
like dead ass. Hit me September 1st. Insult me if you have to. I'll start going with you.
Yo,
all right, bet.
They're opening a Blink not summer, too far from here. I'm excited.
This summer, I'm trying to eat like shit, right, and I'm enjoying being fat for all just a little bit longer.
But you've lost weight. You've toned up since you fucking started working this job. So, yeah. Like, you're doing
Son, work. I swing a hammer all
yeah,
day,
yeah,
and then I have to carry heavy things.
Yeah.
And summertime, like, right now, I'm kind of chilling. Like, the job position that I have currently is just, like, I walk.
Okay.
But it's hot as fucking shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, you've been on the train in summertime.
Yeah.
There's no ventilation.
Nope. Yeah.
It's hot. But when you're walking through the tunnel,
it's a lot slower.
It's a lot hotter and it's slower. And
because you're walking.
You're also stressing because the train's coming towards you.
Yeah, facts.
All times.
That's the only time you get a breeze, but it's hot breeze.
Sun.
All right. So I'm trying. Oh yeah. So like I'm trying not to eat bread, right? I was like, I got to bring it back to summer if you're doing a cut.
Son, how would you do that? Like if you weren't like us and like have some of these places as close to you as you do, like say you're just like in the Bronx or some shit, like how would you go about eating this way without having restaurants that provide meals specifically for that diet?
It's easy because the stuff that I eat, that I post and all that stuff, that's because I see my girlfriend every day and we always eat dinner together. So it's like we eat out. So we just pick healthier places to eat out.
Because
we
eat out often.
Because we eat out often. Because like that's how we
see each other. Yeah, he does.
Ha ha, $5 brunch.
I'm actually trying to learn, James.
Sorry.
Yeah, but,
she'll teach you.
Never mind, Chris. I'm good.
But for breakfast and lunch, that's all like my personal meal prep. So I go grocery shopping. So a lot what I've done, I've even cut out a lot. I've cut out red meat and I've cut out, I'm trying to limit myself, chicken. So it's like I'll eat a lot of fish or veggie meat.
Yeah.
There's, I think the place Green Pantry or Veggie Pantry, they have black bean chipotle burgers. Fucking
I've been
amazing.
Telling you about Bear Burger. They have a whole vegan menu now. And that's the only thing that I eat from there. Last week I went and I had a sausage paws. But it was like a sausage sandwich on a pretzel bun, mustard, and pickles. But the sausage is the Beyond bratwurst.
Yeah.
So like it's just vegan, like all vegan and like vegetable based. But could not tell the difference between an actual sausage and that shit.
Dope.
Like it tasted exactly like a regular bratwurst. I bought the shit when I went grocery shopping this week.
Okay.
Because now that my stepfather's not around, he's the only person that was in my household that didn't want to eat healthier. Okay. So my mom and I are just like, we replaced pasta with just vegetable pasta. Yeah. Like you get like the fucking, it was like yam noodles and squash noodles, shit like that.
Zucchini noodles.
Yeah. Like so we got that. We got fucking non-meat sausage to add to the shit. Like
cauliflower bites, fucking dope.
Ooh, yeah. I still never tried that.
Honey barbecue cauliflower bites, fucking amazing.
That's just mushroom burgers.
Mushroom burgers,
really? Fucking incredible.
Yeah,
dude.
I've.
What else do they put in the mushroom burgers?
Mushrooms. Sometimes like they'll crush up beans.
There's some places where you'll go and order a mushroom burger, and you gotta like ask because if they say portobello mushroom, it's not a mushroom patty where like they didn't add like beans and other shit.
Yeah, it's literally a giant mushroom.
Yeah, it's just head of the mushroom.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're not really big into mushrooms. You need
these
to,
niggas about to give you a giant one,
yeah. You're gonna giant, hate that.
And you're gonna go,
Also, I would not recommend tofu sandwiches. It's too much tofu. It's just a block of tofu with sauce on it. It's bad.
But yeah, I'll eat that. I'll grab like some salmon fillets and shit like that. Salad, and I'll just make salad, sweet corn, guac. I'll make some banging keto stuff. It's a little bit more expensive, but it lasts longer throughout the week, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. I can make multiple meals off this haul or whatever.
Because that's something I'm going to have to start doing is meal prepping. Because right now, like when I go to work, I'll just like every morning when I get back, I stop at the deli and it's like, yo, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese. Or let me get fucking a turkey sandwich. Like it's just that roll.
Yeah. Yo, honestly, just start making your own eggs. Like they're mad cheap. Just make them at home. They'll charge you $3 for like
24 eggs.
They'll charge you $3 for three eggs, like that's by itself, or $3.75. Like egg whites, three egg whites, $3.75. Usually, like around me and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I could get like two cartons of eggs and just have all just the fucking egg whites. Yeah. I can have a whole carton of egg whites one day and just be like boom,
facts.
For $1.89 maybe. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's just delicious.
Yeah, start
the deli by me though, like by my crib, they have healthy versions of everything.
Yeah,
so I fucking love that shit. I go over there and I'm like, yo, let me get the bacon, egg, and cheese. But you know what I mean? And then they'd be like, yo, egg whites wrap. Fucking, it's a spinach wrap. It's amazing.
Damn!
Shout out to them.
This nigga's making me hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving.
We about to go to who?
we're all very hungry.
I'm telling James, we gotta hit the gym together.
Yo,
that's when we find out a lot about each other.
Yo, facts. You don't want to go to the gym with me.
Find out James is one of those weird niggas that like gets aroused when he exercises. I don't know if y'all have ever like heard about that, but that's a thing.
I do.
Some people just get off on exercising, and it's just like, I don't know why that's a thing.
I do.
I might be one of those people.
No, Lou's definitely. No, I don't. Well,
not that I get hard when I'm like working out, but like my sex drive like is like insane.
My boy, I just want to fuck.
Poor wife.
He was the first person that ever brought it to me. It was just like, yeah, like. I'll be on the treadmill and just all of a sudden I'm just like,
Yeah, no, your fucking hormones.
Niggas just crazy. Like, yeah, I'm just horny now, and I'm like, I don't get it. It's weird.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Nah, I'm more like Lewis. I don't get hard, but I was like, yeah, I'm about to fuck some shit up.
Yeah
you, well, that's just testosterone.
After you eat, after you shower and eat, you just want to like destroy something.
Oh, no, I'm going to sleep after that. I shower. I
anytime
can't eat.
I lift, one, I feel like I want to fight everybody.
Yeah,
and then I'm also just like, I'd wear a bitch out right now.
Yeah,
but I just,
it's you're fucking your testosterone going crazy in your body.
It's fucked up because also as I'm what's it called, as I'm eating different, I'm also like kind of like cutting, so it's like lesser weight,
mm-hmm.
but more reps. So sometimes like on the first rep I'll do like 50 but like with like a 25 or some shit like that, and I'm like, yo, this shit is mad easy, this shit is like mad boring. And then you go up in weight and you go down in reps, so by the time you get to like finally your heavyweight, you're just like, like you kind of create your own like
four board. Times and he's like, all right, well, I'm done.
Yeah, I was like,
my arms can't do this. I lifted those 25s 85 times.
But then like once you get that heavyweight up there, you're just like, I can destroy the world. Yeah.
And, like,
then you, and then you yeah. reach to scratch your head and you're just like, oh no, the fuck, oh, I can't.
That sucks sometimes too, like anytime I do like a lot of sets. And then I have to go scratch something, and a muscle will just involuntarily like lock up or squeeze. Yeah. Then, like, I'm doing like this in like the gym. I'm like, oh God, oh God.
And Chris doing that new dance.
Yeah, this is it.
It's the oh no.
This is it, guys.
My shit is like sometimes at work before we go out to like do our actual job, which is already physical, we'll like lift weights beforehand. It's a really bad idea.
Oh, that sounds like a like, terrible idea.
You're tired, and then you have to work.
Yeah.
And then I get back and I'm like, all right, so I lifted and then I went out and I had to lift and then also swing a sledgehammer. And now I'm having this weird bicep spasm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like my fucking arm is just jumping and I hate this shit.
Arm is jumping.
You look at your bicep, it's down. Hey, everyone's hey. Like, look at this stupid nigga flexing. Like, no, I can't stop it.
I can't.
Ladies, leave your
niggas twerking a bicep.
Your bicep is on full Terry Crews, and you just like
Marcel would have a bicep that twerks.
Yeah.
My Spider-Man twerks.
Okay. Yes, Chris.
Hey.
Out of my arm.
That's this nigga. That's gonna be his go-to bar trick when he's like an old dad.
Oh hell yeah.
Be like, yo, you want to see
he's gonna
Spider-Man
be at the bar
twerk?
Watching some football game he doesn't care about. He just needed an excuse to get away from Marcy.
Oh,
and the kids.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. I said anytime that baby get difficult, I was like, well, baby, going to Hooters with Marcel. Like,
you already know I'm gonna be that nigga. That's just, I'm still the nigga to hit up. Yep. That's always down.
And she looked at me as in like, no, you're not. She was just like, I know. I was like,
let me dream. Man. Let me dream.
Chris's household has gone to shit.
Oh yeah. Man, now my household's gonna.
Can't
be
wait like, to see Chris's household.
I'm gonna have cool kids and shit like that.
This nigga's definitely gonna have a den.
Yeah.
Oh like, yeah. I already said I want in my house. I kind of want like a 4-5 like bedroom or like space where it's like, all right, it can either be bedrooms or just like your own shit. Mm-hmm. I kind of want like a sex room for me and my wife,
mm-hmm.
and then I also want like a nerd cave. So like with the sex room and shit like that, because it's like, all right, yo, it's kind of just like not like weird like sex swings and all that shit like that.
Nigga, if you have a sex room and you don't have a sex swing, you're doing it wrong.
Nah, but this is what I want to do. I want to get the Hue lights, right? I want to get a projector, and on the projector, we're just gonna have like our like homemade porns all over the wall while we fuck.
Wow,
that's fire, yo.
That's conceited as shit.
Yo, you
it's
gonna...
my sex room in my house, of course.
Are you going to your have... sex room to watch yourself have
he's gonna
sex
have
while
a...
you have sex?
He's gonna have a retina scanner.
Yeah, the fuck? You think I'm gonna play Johnny Sins?
It's a ball piece scanner.
Yo, ball hey, piece. Yo.
Oh, you gotta put your dick in a fleshlight?
Here's the funny part. So he's gonna have that top secret room. It's gonna look like a top secret room.
Oh, it's gonna be a lot
niggas,
of top.
Niggas gonna,
ain't no secret.
Niggas gonna kick in the door. Waving niggas gonna kick in the door, waving the 4-4, and he'll be like, yo, what's in that room? Get me in that room.
I was like, you don't want to go in that room.
Get in that room. All the money's in there. And then they open it up and they're tight because it's a sex room.
They just slip on lube instantly.
I mean, it sounds like a whack sex room. It just sounds like the screens on. Like,
yeah.
What? But like.
It's really his panic room. And he's just like, it doubles as a
I'm not going to tell you all the stuff I'm putting in this. I haven't figured it out yet. Like, I just.
He's still. Chill, Lewis. Lewis.
Damn, man. I got
Lewis,
time.
Take it easy. My bad. He's getting it together.
There's a glory hall, but like, it's like Iron Man with like the glory hole. Like, like.
Why would I do that to what? Iron Man?
What? What did you just say?
It's a glory hole. And on a wall that has Iron Man life size.
Wow. Yo.
Wow.
Oh, why? So when you put the...
Why wouldn't it be a woman?
I see.
Why would it be a woman?
Oh, all right. Yeah. I see what you're doing now. Oh, okay.
You see what you did?
I put my dick through it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a circus cutout, except
it's in case she wants to fuck with Tony Stark, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he pick Black Panther? I feel like he would.
Hey, it's his choice. I'm just giving suggestions.
Well, Black Panther does stand for BP. Well, BP stands for Black Panther, so that's ball piece. So, yeah.
Oh, he's really good at just bringing anything back to ball piece. It's a talent.
That's what she said.
He did that really effortlessly, and I applaud him for that.
Thank you.
Insert claps.
Marcel's mad right now.
He only pumps his gas at BP. There's that. That's for sure.
Yo.
They do got a dope rewards program.
Here's a funny thing. One of my favorite songs on Chris Brown's newest album is called BP.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah. We know.
What's the one thing you need to have in your sex room?
Who, me?
Anybody. So somebody answer the question. No, Chris says home movies.
The projector shit.
The projectors.
That I would need to have.
The one thing you need to
have. An air conditioner.
You said sex swing.
He was just saying for the standard.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that you would need to have it, but it should be there. Like, if you have a sex room,
I want the restraints already normally. On the bed. That has to happen. That's why I don't want it in my room. Because I was like, yo, I gotta set this shit up. I just want to be able to go in there, throw you on the bed, and just get to it. Like in the sex room, you could just leave the restraints and the handcuffs that were like already connected to the bed.
I imagine having like a wall with paddles hanging on it. Okay. Like I feel like my sex room would be incomplete without having like at least. Paddles like four different types of paddles.
Would your sex room look like Uncle Leroy from Elroy, Uncle Elroy from Friday?
Remember his
sex room? Yo, his sex room was crazy.
Yeah, you know, you got the little, we're gonna have furniture in there, not to like store, but like
your sex room needs to have carpet.
Yeah,
and shag. Can't have hardwood floors.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
That should be slippery as fuck.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta have, you're right.
So, but yeah, but like the smooth shag carpet.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Like the one when you lay on it and just. Yeah.
Central air.
Central air is a must.
Central air. You gotta have.
Air fresheners.
It's definitely gonna be cool.
The automatic, the plug-ins.
Lay in the must.
A mini fridge.
This nigga's nasty.
He's very
lay
nasty.
In
yeah,
the
you're
bus.
Wilding. Windows.
Yeah, windows.
Nigga, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. Nigga, we need some type of odor eaters in there.
He is the odor eater.
Bam.
Wow.
Flag on the play. Somebody.
That's what he said.
Broadcast.
He did say that. He said lay in the must. So fuck it. You the odor eater, nigga.
Yo, that's a new euphemism for eating the butt.
Odor
eater?
No.
The OE?
Let's not do that.
The OE?
I don't need to have such a negative connotation with something I do regularly.
I like what Marcel said, flag on the play.
You got it.
We're keeping that.
All right.
But I would have a mini fridge for
the Gatorade. Yeah, you got it.
For the Gatorade, water.
Brugal.
The random times where she's like, yo, let's pull out some strawberries and whipped cream or some chocolate syrup. And I'm like, I really hate that shit. I'm one of the people that like does not like combining food and sex.
Me either.
Weird to me.
Yeah.
If she's really into it, fine.
Marcel's gonna be it's going in the sex world. Room for to like get the fruit for his yogurt and shit like that. Yeah.
like in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm asking for because like it's gonna be like she's not gonna want it for like 2 months and then like get the strawberry is gonna be bad and shit.
No. Marcel's gonna have
have the mini fridge. It's not always stocked.
Okay. Marcel's gonna have a maid that. Stocks it for him.
Nigga, I have a maid. That sex room is getting used a little bit more often.
Yeah. Nah, but it's not gonna be an attractive maid. It's gonna be just so you can strictly stick to.
My wife would be smart enough to know. Don't get me an attractive maid.
That's right.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, so she's gonna
draw full of blue chew.
Draw full of blue chew.
It's a must.
Yeah.
After a certain age, it will be a must.
Yeah.
Or something just
you got a lot of must in your shit.
Look how they got me now.
Look how you got you. Yeah.
Look how Lou got you. More must than one. Odor eater
ass nigga over here.
Like draw full of blue chew, shit like that. Yeah. I don't think I need that much. The speakers. I need the surround sound.
Okay, TV, that's a must. Yeah.
Yeah. TV. Now I don't want a TV. I want the projection shit.
Yeah, I don't need a projector. Yeah, I'll be good with just a TV.
I just need radio. I don't need a TV.
No, you got a little TV in there.
But definitely the wet wipes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Bunch of wet wipes.
It would actually need to have a close proximity to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, the bathroom would have to be the next room.
There would be a bathroom in
you
there.
Need
a,
yeah, you need his own private bathroom in there. You, oh, don't, you don't want the kids in
half
there.
Bath.
Yeah, it's true.
Half bath. Half bath in it.
Yeah. Yo, I'm telling you, when we get
some,
money.
Have some towels.
Bro, when we get money, look at the stuff we're creating.
A giant sex room.
Yo. Giant sex room, a burger spot, a stripper breakfast spot.
The sex room is public? What's going on?
No, it's not public, but it's part of the things that, you know.
That we'll invest in.
We're franchising the sex room.
Hey, man.
Hey, we might.
Each of us going to have one, so that's a franchise.
Yo, wow. Each of us going to that's not how that
it's,
works.
It's not a franchise that work at all.
Each of us will
it's
have
it's a private franchise.
I would have a sex dungeon that'll run out. Dominatrix needs they right. need play spaces.
You're right.
I mean, they're studio hard to come space. By.
Yo, listen, man.
That's
the,
fire.
The home.
You stop giving away ideas, James.
Yeah. Lewis is actually going to have to edit this episode because. Yeah.
The homebody sex dungeon.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
does that work? The homebody sex
I'm
gonna dungeon?
I'm going to just call it Homies Playhouse.
He's definitely Homies having Playhouse. A big ass neon homebody sign in that shit.
Oh, yo, every room is having that.
He's getting that before he leaves.
There's going to be one in my room.
Yeah. And it's just following him everywhere.
It makes noise when he turns it on to like. Zzz.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, like you never know when that shit's about to explode.
We should look up how much that is.
I have. It's a lot.
Oh, all right. I feel like you should have one. I would actually chip in for that.
I'm also looking into like actually making my own. Like that's once my mom is out of the garage, I want that to just be like my winter project.
Designing it, but
I like, just get to get the wood. I'm gonna do the cutout.
Wait, is she gonna be out of the garage?
I mean, I don't know what she's building. I don't know what she's building
dude,
right
yeah.
now.
But you could do a fucking way simpler version of that and just have like regular just fucking neon lights within a fucking wood casing that you just like cut out.
Oh, at first I was just going to see if design. I can like just cut it out. But yeah, I got the whole
as
thing.
As opposed like originally I was thinking like just have them like do the neon sign that says homebody, but you could just get regular just like straight neon lights.
Yeah.
And have it just shine the light through the cutout that says homebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's much cheaper.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun this winter and shit like that.
Who's we? What?
All of us.
Okay. Oh, me and my girlfriend.
All of us, Lewis.
In my head, I was like, if this nigga asked me to help him with his fucking arts and crafts shit, I'm coming through. Yeah. Nigga.
All of us, Lewis.
We're gonna get drunk and fuck that up. It's gonna be great.
I was about to say, yo, me and Marcel buy a fucking like table saw.
Yes. Yo, somebody's leaving handless.
I'm not coming over.
Nah, we're gonna order chain link gloves.
Okay. Okay,
why are we doing that?
Because we're going to be drinking and we don't want to cut our finger off.
That's true, yeah. There's a lot of Angry Orchard in that room.
A lot.
We would need to be on the same
side. Yeah, we were talking before.
We going, Lou.
Yeah, we want to plan a trip to the Angry Orchard like brewery.
The Orchard?
Orchard thing. Yeah.
Angry Orchard?
Once I found out it's an actual orchard upstate, I was I want to do
that. It's like 60 miles away. It's not bad. Like, we got to leave.
And we can carpool.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we got
to. Yes!
Damn it, James.
Like, someone would have to get in Lou's car because niggas driving from Jersey. He has no choice but to drive all the way out there.
Damn it. That?
And you have a more spacious vehicle.
Yeah, right in the Buick, guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
when it comes to carpooling, my car is not an option.
I can see that.
Yeah. Chris can't fit.
My car's a decent option for carpooling.
Nah,
which car are you going to have, James?
Right? Or your plethora of options.
Is it going to be the Beamer, Benz, Bentley?
Maybe the Bentley truck.
The Lincoln.
Around.
The fucking Jeep Wrangler with no doors. I don't know why people own those.
There we go. Why?
Niggas can just sit in your car when you're not there. I don't like.
Nah, you just got to put the door in the back.
No, I told you guys the story when when that girl was stabbing up that chair when I was at the mall one day.
Yeah, I would fight her.
Oh, yeah, you did tell
us that
story.
Was stabbing that shit up. Wild crazy.
Speaking of the mall, I went to the mall yesterday to pick up comics. Shout out to Newberry.
Newberry, what up?
Yes.
But while I was there, I saw this girl performing at the mall. She was having like a live performance, and you know how Newberry is kind of like in the tuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the main entrance, really. It's like that other like side entrance that you go into, and you gotta like go through fucking Dick's Sporting Goods to get there.
That's what a Sony store used to be, right?
No,
I don't know.
I forgot what used to be there.
I could have sworn a Sony store used to be there.
This was at Roosevelt Field.
I forgot what they took over in order to expand their space.
Gap Express.
Speaking of which,
something
that store. Since they've expanded, they got so much more shit. Like, they have so many good shirts.
Yeah.
I didn't come expecting to spend that much money, but in my head, I was like, all right, next time I'll come through.
If I didn't make my own shirts, I would have all this shit.
Yeah. Like, this shit's dope. And great socks. But anyway.
Love their socks.
They're not paying me for this promo.
Oh, yeah.
But
shout out to Newberry, what up?
Shout out to Newberry, though.
Stan Socks.
But I'm watching this girl perform, and I'm just like, yo, someone needs to tell her it's over. I'm watching it like no one's told her this ain't it. Like, first of all, you're performing in a mall. And, like, if you're famous performing in a mall, it's a cool thing you did for your fans because they just have to show up to the mall. Uh-huh. Horrible thing you did for that mall. But you're just, like, some rando, and you have your two backup dancers that are doing two different choreographies.
It was Will and Carlton.
Yo. My man really hit, like, a fucking spinning bird move. And I was like, yo, this nigga's not on beat at all.
Yo, you didn't record this on your phone?
Nah, because I just felt bad, honestly. You should
have recorded that.
And I was just like, yo, imagine if Lou had Ant doing this shit. Like,
I wouldn't.
Someone would have to tell her.
What do you mean if?
It's
when?
It's over.
When? me and James are stretching from now back.
Yo, hell yeah. So I wanted,
we're ready.
It made me want to ask y'all, like, have y'all, like, with all your time in creative fields, are there any delusional artists that you've come across that just no one ever told them, like, yo, fam, this isn't for you. It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like, I was in a relationship with someone who was also a graphic designer. And, yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't itchy?
It wasn't good. Like, none of it. She was, like, she was a better fine artist, like way better, like painter and stuff like that. Just dope painting, like really good. And like she was the one that kind of made me want to start doing canvas because I was like, oh, if you could do it, I could do it. I can't do it. Like, it's not as good.
Fam, but you did it for a while. It was good.
It was good. Not in comparison.
Oh.
It's like it was good enough. I had dope. But yeah, she was way better at that. Graphic design shit. Tridash. It was really bad.
No.
And I felt like I could never say it.
I used to know this dude that rapped. His rap name was Rude Boy Roscoe.
Oh god!
And it was easily some of the worst music I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What's the name of the dude? Roscoe James? Roscoe Jenkins?
Roscoe Dash?
Roscoe Dash. That's what it was.
Roscoe Jenkins.
That's my nigga. Though.
Roscoe Jenkins was a nigga that had that movie. Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins. That's Martin Norris.
Oh, shit. You right. That's funny. He's like, Roscoe Jenkins?
Yo, I know that name.
Yeah, I know that. I know that nigga. He mad cool. But, yeah. Right,
hold on. I got some Rude Boy Roscoe.
Okay.
I mean, this beat's hard.
Oh, this is the beat. Okay.
Yeah, this is the beat. I fuck with the beat.
He hasn't started rapping. I'm just like, yo, nigga, this is a good beat. Yeah, and that's it. That's your verse.
Yeah,
it felt like it was going in a good direction.
That honestly, that's the best I've ever heard him. Yeah. That was a poor example of how bad it actually was.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't mad at that because the beat was fire. He just didn't finish, and it was kind of like he came to that session mad. Yeah. He was like,
oh, that was his Odie. That was his Odie before Odie.
That is the best I've ever heard him. That so that gives Odie. You a
that wasn't the worst. I've distinction heard a lot of worse. Yeah, yeah. They'll just be rappers that'll just be like, yo, check out my song. And they'll email or DM me.
Trash.
Like, straight. Like, yo. Like, you don't have friends.
On beat for that.
Like, that's what I'm getting. Like, people who, like, do that, like, do you not have friends?
They have friends, but their friends are yes men.
That's fucking wild.
It's like,
but sometimes their friends' ears are just as bad, too.
That's
Yeah.
So it'd be a group of niggas with just bad ears.
Because it's like, sometimes what it is, it's like, you'll have someone, like, say, like, oh, I do graphic design, so I was like, I can make a logo, and it could be trash, and I'll bring it to like someone who doesn't even know how to begin to like do this. Mm-hmm. So in comparison to them, that's the greatest thing they've ever seen because they was like, yo, I can't do that.
But you can still identify, like even if you can't do it, you can identify when a design's just not cool. It's not a good design.
Also, the thing with like an art that we also got to remember is art is pretty subjective.
That's true.
But there are times where it's like you could tell.
Yeah.
It's like, bro,
it might not be for you, but.
It's subjective. Like, you can like some things that like aren't that good. However, yeah, you can identify when exactly it's not that good, because there's a skill set that goes into everything.
Yeah, there's a difference.
So you can be like, all right, you're not as skilled as everyone else. However, I still appreciate mm-hmm whatever it is that you just did.
Exactly.
Like, and sometimes you can be the most skilled nigga and still make some whack shit.
And I be understanding when people be trying to like do it all. And like, you ever seen like some upcoming like rappers, their cover art that they do themselves?
Ooh, yeah.
Yo, it be.
Don't do it yourself.
Bad. Get someone else. Like, hire some. Pay that $50, $60, $70, whatever, $30, yeah, whatever it is, for somebody who actually does that. Because when they try to do it themselves, or keep it simple.
Like, they be doing it. Like, don't put like 5 versions of yourself badly faded. Like,
you
can't do it. Don't do it. Just put a picture of yourself and put the name of the song. That's it.
Or if you're going to do it yourself and you think it's going to be bad, make it the worst fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
Because then you make it so bad that it's good.
That is good. That's true. Yeah.
Like all the fucking Pen and Pixel covers from like the Cash Money records days. All those album covers are some of the worst album covers I've ever seen.
But they're t-shirts now.
They're t-shirts now.
Yeah,
they're
love all of those
shit. At Forever 21.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And they're great. Like, the Lox have one of the worst album covers I've ever seen. Which fucking one? We Are the Streets.
Oh,
it's just their face in the street. Yeah. It's just horrible. It's a terrible album cover.
Nah, but you don't get it. But they are the street, nigga.
It's the double entendre. Don't ask them how.
Don't ask them how. Damn. Hater?
Marcel, I don't want to know how.
It's just so bad.
Nah, but I feel like you have to surround, like when you're an artist or anybody creative, you have to surround yourself with people who will give you the real. Like, that's the most important part. Because like, we cherish our art so much, or like we just think everything we do is good. And at the end of the day, you need people to be like, nah, that's not it.
I'm kind of different from a lot of people, because I get kind of skeptical when no one tells me they don't like something I did.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone to tell me that they don't like it, and I feel like I'm on the right track if somebody doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, even if I think it's great, I need someone else to just be like, nah, it's not really for me. Like, all right, good.
Yeah.
I'll do you one better.
I don't like making music that everyone likes.
Exactly.
I'll do you one better. I never heard your stuff. You welcome.
That, nah, nigga.
Wow.
That's not what I want, nigga. Listen.
Wow.
Oh, my bad.
You know what it is? At the end of the day, I think, yo, it all comes down to, like, especially when it's like people you're not really that cool with, and you just don't feel inclined to tell them. But it's like somebody you fuck with, you'll tell them.
Yeah, nah, nigga, you ask me my opinion, I'm going to tell you if I like it.
Yeah.
Nah, I pride myself on being able to tell niggas. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, but I'll tell people like it's not good, but I'm not going to spend my time explaining as to why compared to like somebody I actually fuck with. Like,
Well, I'll give constructive criticism.
Yo, people really can't handle constructive criticism.
Yeah, that's number one.
A lot of people can't.
They'll think you're just hating at that point. So like, I don't want to waste my energy.
Because everybody will be like, yo, that's fire, that's fire.
If you tell me why you don't like it, then I know you're not hating. Because you have a reason as to why you like it.
But like fucking Jimmy the Rapper from down the block in Brooklyn, who thinks this shit is fire and he sounds like 05 Soldier Boy. Yeah. Like, you gotta be like, yo, this ain't working. Like, oh, you a hater, son.
Yo, fam.
Son, you a hater, niggas. It's just like,
Jimmy the Rapper's my nigga, by the way. Shout out Jimmy the Rapper.
I grew up.
Jimmy the Rapper's your cousin.
He is probably.
I grew up with in a Caribbean household. My entire life has been constructively criticized.
Like, no, Chris. Facts. It's just been criticism. That's not been constructive.
Yeah, they don't like shit. I'm West Indian too. Yeah.
I can relate. Nothing's ever good enough.
My mother asked
you came home, said you got your degree, and I'm like, all right, when's the next one coming? Like, nah.
I
still got to pay for this.
I dead ass used to grow up and get in the car and tell my dad, I'm like, yo, I got a 95 on a spelling test. He's like, how come you ain't get 100?
Yo, yeah, nigga, why you ain't get 100, bro?
What? I don't know. I missed the letter.
95?
That Nintendo, nigga.
Yeah.
it's always a Nintendo's fault.
It's always a Nintendo. Yo, all these years.
Yeah, in my house, at 80, you might as well have gotten like a failing grade, like an F. 80 was not good.
I have old Southern grandparents. So like at my graduation, I think like the valedictorian was some like little corny white kid.
Oh, Lord.
And they were like, oh, so you're going to let that little white boy be better than everybody? That's what y'all are doing? I'm like, nigga, I'm already gone. This is over.
And the thing is, that nigga's average was like a 110.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't lick a vagina the entire time he was in high school. He didn't live.
I'm glad you brought that up because...
And it's only Edison.
Remember in high school? Yo, when we all graduated.
I know how to fix cars. I have a skill.
Right?
When we all graduated, those niggas going on the stage, they was talking about his average was 105. How is your average 105?
Your average is 5 points over what the highest.
Yeah.
No, but that literally means you've never failed. Like, you've literally gotten 100 on everything.
Those are the,
I feel like niggas was lying somewhere, though.
But those are the people that I watch the most for, because when real life hits them and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Like, yo, that stress is different.
High school, really, for me, like, if you, school in general, as much as you do learn shit, you do learn, like, some valuable things. Like, as far as history, I feel like learning history is important because it's doomed to repeat itself. So, like, you actually need that information. Math, in the beginning, is important. After a certain point, it's just like, all right, I'm
never
you're
not
going
to be doing logarithms.
Once you get to trigonometry, I'm just like,
we don't
need
trigonometry.
No.
Science is important, except for earth science. I don't need to learn about rocks.
Yo, gemology?
The majority of the niggas in my school already knew about rocks, and that's why they weren't coming to school.
Bro, gemology was one of the worst classes I've ever taken in my life.
But, like, I feel like the majority of the important shit that you learn is all about socializing and interacting with people, different kinds of people, people from different cultures, all of that shit. Like, that's the most valuable shit. So all the kids that are just like, all I'm doing is like, I'm going to class, I'm not talking to anyone, I'm finishing my homework right after school, I'm not doing any type of extracurricular activities, where you learn how to develop fucking teamwork skills,
communication skills,
all that shit. And you miss out on a college.
It's funny because one of the schools I went to after high school was a community college, and I remember one day I had seen one of the kids that it was like one of the Asian kids that had gotten was one of the dudes with like 105 average. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing here?
Word.
I was like, I ain't that bad.
Son, the niggas that have 105 averages in high school are the niggas that go on to do wild coke freshman year of college. Because they definitely go to, like, some college where they're dorming with somebody and they've never had that level of freedom before.
Speaking of averages, what, no idea what did y'all end with? I ended with, yo, I actually ended with
high
a 90.
College.
90, high school. Nigga, I ended with a 90.
Know. I was a C student. I don't know.
I ain't go to college, bro. So
high school.
I think I ended with, like, a 70 or something.
High school
shit.
Was probably, like, 87 maybe. And then college was, like, 3.9.
Oh. I'll give myself an 85 just to be nice.
An 85. Y'all busted my ass them last 2 years, though.
I busted my ass the last 2 months.
I busted my ass the first 2 years.
sophomore and junior year, I was just like, what if I just stopped going to school entirely? Like, I showed up and I still took the test and I passed all. I never failed the test the entire time I was in high school.
Yeah, me either.
Every test I took, because I didn't take any of my chemistry tests except for the chemistry regents, which I passed. I went to that class twice. The beginning of each semester. The first day of each semester, I went to that class and then I passed the regents.
What did you do instead?
I slept. It was the first class I had every day. It was first period at like 7 a.m. For the life of me, I just could not wake up in time for it. So I just didn't go.
Yo, that's such a fucking crazy thing. Yo, I was on like military time and shit like that when I was in high school. I used to have to get up at 4:30 to catch the bus.
Early, bro.
Yeah, your school's really fucking far from where you live.
My school was like two buses away I had to take. And each bus took like it was just long bus commutes because they didn't take highways. They took fucking local streets. So it took three times as long to get to fucking school. But then my school was also overcrowded. So we used to have kids with like 5 to 12 schedules who would go in at like 10:20 and not get out until like 6 at night.
Bro.
And shit like that. Yeah.
So honestly, that would have been the perfect schedule for me. Just because I couldn't fucking wake up, dude.
The kids with 5 to 12s were always the baddest fucking kids.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. Yo, and that's the other thing. Like, leaving high school, if I had to stay late for some shit, that'd be the worst. You going home on the bus and it's dark outside.
Yeah.
There was a study that showed that kids shouldn't, like, high school kids shouldn't be in high school as early as they make them go, because it is difficult for teenagers to wake up that early in the morning.
Yeah,
they were saying like the ideal time is like kids would show up and start school at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yo, that's not a good idea.
And they were saying like at 10 o'clock you're like super alert and everything. Like, you would wake up at like 8, get to school by 10, and you'd be alert, and then all of the information would sink in so much easier.
It's crazy because they promote all these 9-to-5 jobs and shit like that. A lot of jobs are 9-to-5, 10-to-6, 8-to-4, shit like that. Shouldn't that just be the school schedule if you're preparing kids?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
No,
maybe they have another thing. But
9-to-5 school.
Yo, how long are we talking? I'm really hungry.
Yeah, we're gonna like wrap it up soon. We got like with the last two.
Chris, gonna wrap you up, Lewis.
With the last two, we could hit an hour.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
I waited for the perfect time to segue. You said mall, and I was like, all right, I got my last joint off.
Yeah.
I got my family feud joke.
I feel like we ended strong.
Y'all laughed at the joke.
Yeah.
So I was happy when y'all laughed at the family.
Oh, was that the one you were saying?
Yeah, entire point of me bringing the segment up was so I could say the family is feuding.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh,
that shit was so funny.
That reminded me. In the rap battle I was watching, the nigga was like, yo, if I lose this battle, it'll never air, and I'm going to make Smack disappear. So that's literally what would have happened.
Yo, I was... Damn. All right. So this might be like the last thing, because I wanted to talk to y'all about this. At work the other day, I was talking to this dude, and we were talking about rap battles going mainstream.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how like the potential is there. Everyone's aware of the fact that the potential is there, and no one's been able to figure out how to do it. And I was like, clearly the heavy reliance on violence and gun talk would hold it back.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's certain dudes that could easily transition.
Oh, that's just a lot of them.
Like more commercial standard.
Yeah.
Where it would just be like cutting ass.
Yeah.
But they would be cutting ass on such a high level.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, what's that show Eminem has now? Where it's basically
Yo Mama?
Not that one, but like there was Yo Mama, which was just niggas cracking jokes. Yeah. But you combine that with battle rap and you have niggas like, What's that fat dude from Detroit? He's like T something.
Not T Top.
Nah. That is a chubby nigga from Detroit.
Shotgun Sugar. Right?
No, he's from Memphis.
He is.
Yeah, T Grizzly not from Detroit.
I think
he's from Detroit.
Right. Well, anyway,
T Grizzly is from.
Is he?
Yeah, he's sure from Detroit. Detroit. Yeah,
I don't know.
He's from Detroit.
I thought it was Memphis because I was like, oh, I thought that's where he got.
The Memphis artists say music.
Muse.
That's how you know.
Muse.
That nigga's album is terrifying. By the way,
yeah.
Who T Grizzly's?
Yeah, he rapped about doing a feature for a local artist, but he'd tell him that he comes to the studio and sends his niggas to just rob the studio. And I was like, no, sir. I will never ask you for anything. I'm good.
We ain't sending them here then.
I just imagine like...
We ain't got much, but... We ain't sending them here.
I'm scared of that nigga.
Looked it up. T Grizzly is from Detroit.
Dope. Yeah.
He's from the D.
But I feel like there are certain niggas that... They just don't rap about guns at all. They just come on and just like, all right, I'm gonna just be funny.
So it would kind of be like a Wildin' Out thing then, like when you do the Wild Style.
But also, I feel like it would lose a lot of its essence without the gun bars. Because I appreciate the gun bars so fucking much.
But I feel like they need to evolve out of that though. Like they can have it.
It's tough. Like, because they keep coming out with lines.
But the thing is, like, all of these niggas are like they're just street niggas, and like they understand that like their fan base for the most part are just other street niggas, so it's like gun bars resonate really well with the crowd.
Yeah.
And it's all about playing to the crowd, because getting that crowd reaction, whoever the judges are, they're just like, all right, cool, the crowd's mm-hmm. really feeling this nigga. Like you can tell this nigga's killing so and so as far as the crowd's concerned.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm talking about going like on a mainstream stage though. They gotta
would have to step away from that, but I wouldn't want them.
But that does take away.
You gotta be more creative with what you're saying.
There's like a show platform for this. You kind of know how like to do American Idol, The Voice, and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It should be like a thing where it's just like or like America's Best
American
Dance
Idol Battle Bars Edition.
Come out.
Son, they wouldn't even have to get a TV show. They would just have to make it like a regular thing on like Twitch.
Yeah, or you do it like the podcast version. It's like, I don't have to see you.
Although I believe they created their own platform.
They did, yeah.
But it's just like, still the only problem is like, now that you have your own platform, that's great. You just have to get it to more people. You have to get more people to be interested in the product.
Rob them.
So I don't
listen. Download this shit, nigga.
That's what always sound like on the commercials.
Yeah.
Get the homebody battle rap app.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think one day it'll. Looking at where battle rap is coming from. When I used to watch that shit on like Smack DVD or the Come Up. Yo, it's come a long way. They went from freaking doing battles in like
barbershops
and hallways and sneaker stores. Mm-hmm. Yo, now these niggas have whole venues.
Yeah. But I feel like they could do it almost like as if it were an actual sport. Like they have battles mm-hmm. where it's like not every battle is like some big battle.
Yeah.
But it's like you do battles where you, like you, know, you make a name for yourself and then you have like their big pay-per-view. Like they'll have like a YouTube channel or some mm-hmm. shit and you watch like the baby battles and niggas just trying to like get their name up there. And then you go to the fucking URL website for the big shit.
Yeah.
But then there's like, you could take how Loaded Lux has decided to bring like more of a sense of pageantry to the whole thing, where like he'll dress up and he'll bring outfits and like it's almost like,
or even like Daylight,
he does like some little goofy wrestling shit where like he's adopted a character just for that battle, and it's just like all of that shit, like bringing that into it, just it gives you a whole new element to the battle. That's not just
Daylight's like the
nigga saying
Daylight's like
shoot
the gold dust of the shit.
Daylight's just gold dust in real life.
I'm gonna keep it a buck though. Like, if battle rap is gonna like evolve and like take that next step to, you know, go mainstream, it has to be now. Like, if they miss their shit now, like it's looking
honestly. Yeah. I don't think it should.
No, but like I'm talking about like as a fan,
like at
as
all,
the fans grow older.
I don't think it should. Well, it'd probably be. I don't know if they're working on it. Because
I'm just saying, like,
it would change.
Those dudes should be making more money.
Yeah, no, you're definitely
than
right.
They are.
The only thing is that it would just change the whole dynamic of it. And I feel like now once you get all these other companies involved and all these white businessmen, and I feel like it's going
to
change
it. We have to get white businessmen.
You know,
we have enough. They're going to want to be involved.
Call Diddy, put it on Revolt.
We have Diddy.
That's true. You're right.
We have Jay-Z.
We have
enough black businessmen that are already part of the culture.
I'm just saying, like,
that's white businessmen, James.
The new crop of hip hop fans, if they miss their mark now, as those kids get older, they're not going to care about battle rap.
Yeah.
So they need to do it now.
That's it. Although new battle rappers still pop up. So there are still like younger people that are like, all right,
yeah, but
I want to get into this.
The percentage of it is not looking good.
I'm disgusted.
But I feel like they should be, we need to find a way for them to be more profitable doing that. Because those niggas can't write songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing.
So like they can never make that transition. Yeah.
The thing is,
except Sue Surf. Sue Surf is like the only nigga that can make a fairly enjoyable song.
How do we buy BET?
How do we buy BET? We gotta buy it from the white man.
Why would we buy BET?
Why is it Black Entertainment Television? White person owns it.
It's crazy. So I stopped watching it.
Somebody pulled up with the bag. No, nigga, you stopped watching it because it was whack. If it was dope, man, and some white niggas still own it, you'd still be on it.
Does MTV own BET?
Viacom
owns
BET. So they own all three of the music channels, VH1, MTV, BET.
Who does Nickelodeon own?
Nickelodeon is owned by Viacom.
Oh, it's owned by Viacom also?
Damn, that's them too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it actually is. Jeez. I just thought,
you know what's funny? Viacom took a whole bunch of dope channels and ruined them.
Yeah.
Because Nickelodeon's trash now. What they got?
No, you're right.
I'm looking at you because all of us, you'd be the one that would know.
He's the Nickelodeon dude?
Yeah. They got rid of that. They stopped the live action shit. It took a dump. There's no more stuff that's like Drake and Josh. There's no more.
Drake and Josh was like the last of the like.
That really was.
The last
was iCarly.
I was too old to be watching that, but it was still kind of
entertaining. The one for me that could have took off, but it kind of like fucked up was Super Ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, I never heard of that either.
Super Ninjas was just like this show where, like, it was like this kid, his grandfather died, and then, like, tells his grandson that he's like, I was a ninja. You're a ninja. You got to fight all, like, these, like,
bad guys. Oh, so Jackie Chan Adventures?
It's more like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in real life. Like, they were fighting, like, street-level, like, villains, villains and shit like that. The Big Show came on for an episode, broke out of jail, fucked them up, shit like that. Cool. Yeah, and it was, like, three of them. It was this one kid who was, like, did martial arts, his black best friend, and then, like, this girl that discovered their secret or some shit like that. And it was like, I could do this too. And it was a dope show.
That sounds kind of
They had Kid like, from Kid and Play. He was a villain on it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they just...
I hope he had a trench coat or some shit.
I could probably
like,
pull
Morpheus
it up.
Morpheus glasses. Like, I'm just imagining him as like the weird evil scientist nigga.
With a high top. He gotta have the high top.
And it looks like he got electrocuted.
What was that stupid movie that the nigga had like cornrows and they had like a race car going through the cornrows?
Fam. But I do remember that.
You remember that, right?
Nah. You don't remember seeing that at some point?
No.
I do.
Yeah, it was.
I have no idea what it was, but I remember.
Was it Higher Learning? No, it wasn't Higher Learning. It was something to do with a school.
I don't know.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to Hooters. This has been episode 64.
I'm going home.
We're going to Hooters, guys.
I'm going home.
The Honorable Mention podcast.
James isn't involved.
You know, as always, find me Instagram, Twitter, DuckJordan_, and homebodymerch.com. Bunch of shit coming. James, where can the good people find you?
They can find me everywhere. 5-Star Studios, just underscore James with a V. They can find me at homebodymerch.com.
All that does.
Yeah, where can they find you?
Merch.com.
Marcel.
Duck the Designer. Forgot about that shit.
Duck the Designer.
I forgot that's a thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
That too.
I finally followed it.
There you go.
Yeah, you did. I was like, ha ha. Got him. Reeled him back in.
Because I saw you post a design there that I didn't see on your regular page, and I was just like, ah, fuck.
I gotta start DMing him on that profile.
Fuck, I will block you. No, I won't.
I feel like you can block him on that one.
I feel like you can too.
Yeah. I gotta block him on one of them.
You just gotta send him the designs directly.
I take pride in my DMs to these guys.
I know you do.
Your DMs ain't part of you, son. But as always,
no, they don't. His DMs are ashamed of him.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis the Designer. That's LUIS, the
best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
And also the first table to the left at Hooters.
You can find me.
Oh, if you don't get that table when we go there, I'm gonna be highly upset.
Yeah, because
I'll let y'all know when. I'll let y'all know next week.
You can find me everywhere at Drum Foo, DRUM_FU. I got an album almost done.
Yes.
You might hear that pretty soon. Got an album with Capital OD coming soon. We recently started teasing the next single. It's something for the ladies.
Hey, don't tease too hard now.
Don't tempt me with a good time, Marcel.
I think it's nasty. And when we post this on Instagram, let me know in the comment section, do you like boneless wings or bone-in wings? It's important.
Hungry.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm looking at all my messages to Lou. Oh, boy.